Hello, this is Dr. Tim Hagen with another Nature's Remedies. You probably know about vitamin K, that is from leafy greens, deals with blood clotting and bones. Not much else. Well, that's actually vitamin K1. Now researchers and doctors are discovering its relative, vitamin K2, that's far more powerful than K1. This nutrient only comes from bacterial action, so it's another probiotic wonder. Think fermented foods. Much research comes from the Netherlands, and there it's found mostly in cheese. The researchers found basically that people were living longer who ate the most vitamin K2. They found K2 prevented atherosclerosis, or hardening of the arteries, which is what causes heart attacks and strokes, and is the leading cause of death in developed countries. Turns out, K2 works with calcium to make sure it goes where it should, the bones, and stays out of where it shouldn't, the arteries. The K1 from leafy greens does not have the same power to work on the arteries the way K2 does, so they're really different, possibly because the K2 doesn't break down as fast in the body. Like vitamin D, that other recently explored nutrient, K2 also works with calcium, but then is being found to be useful or even crucial in other bodily systems. In K2's case, in cancer and memory. The best source of K2 is the Japanese food natto, which has 15 to 30 times the amount of K2 that is found in cheese. As a caution, however, I found only one source of natto that's free of MSG and high fructose corn syrup. It's out of California, so look carefully. To be frank, natto is boiled and fermented soybeans, so it can be an acquired taste, but I find it mostly bland, and not a problem if mixed with mustard or a food like spaghetti. So, if you can digest cheese okay, you could get enough K2 perhaps as a preventative. Also better if the cows were grass-fed. Other fermented foods like sauerkraut and miso may have B2, but the information is sparse regarding those sources. The natto was fermented at a warmer temperature than those other foods, and without any salt, and with a bacteria originally found in rice straw. With higher doses of K2, you could possibly even reverse hardened arteries, and you can now find K2 in capsule form. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagley with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.